Category 6, Baytown Groove, 4A Tradition, Nick Perkins, Elvis, and others. Friday's Cajun Night, Saturday a Classic Car Show, Fireworks Show, Sunday night, St. Clair Catholic Church's Seafood Festival, Memorial Weekend, South Beach 7th through May 29th.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Well, yesterday we had on Val Lappin from Britannia Music, Britannia Video, or, Britannia. The band, Britannia Music, B-R-A-T-A-N-A. You can look him up. He's going to have some new stuff coming out here pretty soon. I love him to death like a brother, but you can tell he's a little behind the times. He's never seen the death head belt buckle worn by Schwarzenegger, who got it from his father, who was an SS officer. He wore it on the cover of Time, which is it's a mouthpiece. It was created by the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Council on Foreign Relations also has Michael Bloomberg on the cover. He was knighted by the crown. And Schwarzenegger, who was, he's royalty. He's married to Kennedy, part of the money trust. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. These mass shooters, this is only going on because of people like Schumer and Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi. Pelosi is a member of the Order of the Garter. It's more closely related to the crown than being knighted. I used to say, you know, look, these people are all knighted. I didn't know anything about the Council on Foreign Relations for a long time. I reread William Cooper's book, which gets into the Council on Foreign Relations and how it's a foreign entity, just like we have a foreign government with Biden in charge. It's going to get worse until, you know, people really start to push back and demand accountability with what's going on in Arizona, Pennsylvania, other areas. We've got I can't believe that it's getting to this. When I was prosecuted, I was a civilian operating as a in conjunction with my Naval Reserve officer position. But I was a civilian on board merchant ships. My commission is only activated by Title 10 executive order. And what they did was they, I am the only person ever to ever have been convicted of being medically, mentally incompetent. I am the only person ever since 1999, they only go back to 1999, just before 2000, with these ALJ decisions. They're called administrative law judges. It's a police commission. It's a police tribunal. Mine was a military police tribunal because the Coast Guard had, he's on orders, so the commandant knew what he's doing. The commandant at the time was Admiral Allen. I've blown the whistle and been trying to blow the whistle, and it blows my mind with what the World Economic Forum has just come out with. You look back through history, and they've done a number on us. You know, the first attempt was when Aaron Burr went to England with his tried to sell us out. Alexander Hamilton tried to sell us out, creating the first central bank. The War of 1812 was to cover up something happened with the banking. I'm trying to remember what it was. But it was to cover up the Titles of Nobility Act that they didn't want and couldn't have and couldn't stand for. It passed overwhelmingly in the respective state legislatures, which is required at the time. We've changed so much. Titles of Nobility Act was supposed to be the original first 13th Amendment, and then it became about slavery, and that was sometime later. The Civil War, J.P. Morgan got involved and funded the Civil War using the South or certain sections of the South. You know, Wall Street is 10 Downing. It has been for a long time. If you look at what happened in the Civil War, J.P. Morgan was, it was J.P. Morgan Sr. or the father who pushed the Civil War, but it was J.P. Morgan Jr. who gave us our Federal Reserve Act and an income tax for the bankers. These we're finding out now, as the World Economic Forum has just mentioned, we're going to have a 10 to 15% flat tax on top of everything else. Another way to the royals. The WEF is a constitutional monarchy. You know, Biden is bowing down as he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a foreign agency. It's a foreign royal agency. It's a foreign royal crown agency. It's a foreign royal German crown agency. Germany, we fought a revolutionary war against King George III, who didn't speak any English. He spoke German. We'll be back. We're going to break. 504-556-9696. Call in.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Window Genie specializes in window cleaning, window tinting, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Window Genie is locally owned on both sides of the lake. Window Genie gives a streak-free guarantee. And why not transform your home this holiday season with the installation of winter holidays and Mardi Gras lighting the Window Genie way. We are fully insured, so make sure to call Window Genie, where we clean windows and a whole lot more, at 985-826-4200 on the North Shore and 504-264-5811 on the South Shore.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
And we're back. That's why we had a republic, because people in different parts of the world won't think the same as, you know, even here in American citizens. Oh, I don't have a problem with the police carrying. That's when you go into a traffic court. It's the police carrying on a tribunal of you because you agree to it. It's a police commissioner. It's a police commissioner. So you're representing. That's why they find you guilty all the time. If you stop and ask and don't put up your hand to swear in with all the other people and you go to let them know that, and you tell them I didn't swear in with all the rest of the people, like sheeple, don't say that, but you know, you get the point, and ask for an Article 3 judge. You can get before an Article 3 judge, and you've got a much better chance because he's watching out for you. He should. Some don't, but most of the judges have a judicial temperament. That brings up another thing. Shipping commissioners were what we had. They were judicial officers to settle any and all disputes on the barrel head. But what the shipping companies and, you know, the Italians, they used the Italians from Italy to run these scams and teach these scams to the ship owners and ship managers, ship captains, and it's fraudulent. They try to get you to sign on to your shipping articles. It's where you sign the shipping articles as if there is no dispute. You're supposed to sign your shipping articles when you get paid off. That, and if you have a grievance or anything else, say, well, you know, I'm not signing off until you pay me properly or take care of this. That's the way it's supposed to work. But shipping commissioners, they were Article 3 judicial officers appointed by the federal district court. They were shipping commissioners were created in 1872 to try to avert Shanghaiing. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But to prevent the British from using Americans to run its Navy and its merchant marine around the world. So we created shipping commissioners as judicial officers to come out on the barrel head. And I saw them. I experienced them as a cadet, as a saw them with APL and more. And then they get rid of them. It's like, what? Some of the shipping commissioners, they weren't supposed to, you know, hear any and all disputes. They were basically for unlicensed. Officers were treated better once upon a time, to where shipping commissioners were taken on, an arm wrapped around them, taken in to the custom houses of the Coast Guard very quietly, and an arm put around them, and eventually they were replaced with executive branch Article 2, not Article 3, Article 3 judicial officers they were replaced and became military. They eventually, that's what they finally created them as, is why I went under. But they replaced Article III judicial officers that were the shipping commissioners. They waited until they retired or went away, you know, found another job. Not too many people did that. When these Article III judicial officers went away, they replaced them with Article II police officers. So we had police who were acting to settle any and all disputes, and you wonder why they would, you know, see a majority of the disputes in favor of the shipping companies. And Congress found out about this, defunded the shipping commissioners. The Coast Guard, what it did in retaliation for defunding, taking money away from it, these police officers who were not judicial officers, but police officers, they gave the position back to the ship captain. The position of the shipping commissioners was actually created to prevent the captain of the vessel, the owner of the vessels, the managers of the vessels, from cheating the officers and crew. Officers work on, you know, the crew works on a forecastle card, and the, you know, ship's crew works on the shipping articles. And we had an independent right to get into court, the Suits and Admiralty Act, 1965, when it was last updated. But I've been so abused by this system where we find that the British Royal Crown has had a hand in this for a very long time. And now these shipping companies are all foreign flagged, foreign owned, foreign controlled, APL, American President Lines, involves Bush and so on. So much more. We'll be back.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
Atomic batteries and power.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess a rudimentary.
You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 a.m. WGSO.
God, guts, glory, and guns. They're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and patriotic jambalaya with the flame.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. An effort to hold former state police leader Colonel Kevin Reeves in contempt of the legislature has been put on hold after an agreement's made on the viewing of his personal journals. Jeff Palermo has more.
Homo Representative Tanner McGee, chairman of a special House committee investigating the fatal arrest of Ronald Green, is pushing to see all the pages in Reeves' journal.
Look at the very narrow set of pages. It sounds like it may be two at most.
But Reeves' attorney, Louis Unglesby, says the pages in question are personal.
Most of you would agree with me that they don't have anything in the world to do with Ronald Green, the investigation of Ronald Green.
Unglesby later agreed for McGee and House Governmental Affairs Chairman John Stefanski to see the pages as long as the journals remain sealed from public view. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Another candidate announces she will run this fall for U.S. Senate, seeking to replace John Kennedy. 42-year-old Sarita Stibe is a Vacherie native who has spent years working for public policy reforms and has never run for public office. This is news on LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately, then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk, gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season of In the Paint.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
All right, we're back. Yeah, I want to share a couple things. It's so the police, and in my case, a military police, they had a JAG officer prosecute me for being depressed. They tried to prove that I was medically, mentally incompetent. And when I challenged the judge on that he was not a ship, they were taking authority under 239G, which is a shipping commissioner's, and he wasn't a shipping commissioner. He said that I asked him specifically if he was a shipping commissioner, and he said no. And now it's been rescinded, taken away from the Coast Guard, and given back. Well, they still, you know, the ALJs, administrative law judges, who are executive branch police officers. They are police officers. Let's go to Phil, the Buccaneer. What do you got for me today?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I want to ask some questions. You know, I recently heard that they're starting to ship baby formula from New Zealand and Germany. As a military man, how are they doing this? I mean, and why are they doing this? Why can't
exactly.
we make our own baby formula in America?
Exactly.
Is that poisonous? It's coming from Germany and from our New Zealand? I mean,
We don't know. Germany, let me say one thing. After a couple years, 2 years after we supposedly won World War II, they passed the Administrative Procedure Act in Congress, and nobody's the wiser, and it married all three of the great powers, the judicial, well, the legislature, the executive, and the judicial branch together in the executive branch.
I would say just don't take that baby formula from Germany and New Zealand and give it to your babies. I've been saying it for a long time. There's many forms of abortion. That's right. Many forms of abortion. And this could be another form of abortion, just like the vaccination and the mask and standing 6 feet apart so you can't hug and all the other propaganda.
Yep. You know, we are under attack. We are under attack. And
all,
I don't know why.
All the parents, stop doing it. All the parents out there, do not buy this baby formula. Get your own. Do it in the natural way. Do it the way when they came here to form this country. That's right. Talk to all of our grandmas and grandpas and our great-grandpas and our great-grandmas and all. You know, talk to them. Find out how they did it. And do not let them take away our country. We must defend our babies. And I recognize this is some kind of abortion with this baby formula from Germany and New Zealand. I mean, I got exposed as much as I can.
Germany?
Yeah, Germany, British Crown. Yeah, Germany, the baby formula, and they're going to fly here in military jets and other stuff.
But wait. I started the show, and I shared how we fought a revolutionary war, a war of independence against a German king who did not speak English.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And where are we now?
Well, we're at crossroads, and we better, let me tell you, let me give y'all some executive orders right now, okay? This guy, the Joker Biden of the Nazi Chi-Town British Mafia over there in the White House, the illegal residents of the White House, because he's not my president, you know, there's a way to stop this. You know, we need to
wake up.
This is my executive order. Wake up, stand up, rise up, and wise up. Put in the mind of Jesus Christ and fall on the Lord. Rescue the innocent and defend the helpless. Stand every gap, watch over the wall, and read your Bible every single day and prepare yourself as much as you possibly can, because we're up against a very, 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 very evil enemy. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. They are very evil. If you want to suffer through what I've suffered through the last 22 years, let them take over. let Biden.
It's happening right now. They're charging $6.66 per gallon. It's happening right now. They're trying to collapse the entire economy. They're charging $6.66 per gallon. That's the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the mask and a bunch of other stuff too. Like in 2,666 mules. They wear their uniforms in front of us. You know, they're probably Nazi Satanists from hell working for Satan. And it's right here in the day and the night, most of the night, they dress up like that. That's why they're flying across the border right now from Mexico the to Royal, America, and also from Orleans Pound to Jefferson Pound.
Well, Royal Institute for International Affairs is associated with the Council on Foreign Relations, which is associated with the Bilderberg and the Trilateral and the World Economic Forum, which is a constitutional monarchy.
And Nancy Pelosi, she's a member too, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Nasty Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I said at the beginning of the show, she's she was knighted in the Order of the Garter.
I have a question, it's important. The past president, Cynthia Lee Shanghai, is she a member of the CFR? Because she bowed more down every day.
You got a really bad echo. You got a really bad echo.
Listen,
you got a really bad echo.
Okay. Woman, Cynthia Lee Shanghai, is she a member of the Council on Foreign Relations by any chance?
Who? I can't hear what name you're saying.
Cynthia Lee Shanghai.
I still can't hear you.
Okay. Well, keep exposing the people that work for the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, because they're a big part of the problem.
Yep. No, they are the crux of the problem. None of the Bilderberg didn't exist until the Council on Foreign Relations was in place. It was 30 years before, over 30, almost 40 years before the Council, Bilderbergs, and then the Trilateral Commission, and now the World Economic Forum, Young Global Leaders Program. These people should not be in office. They should be arrested. They should be detained. They should be prosecuted for. It's mind blowing that we stand here and we twiddle our thumbs as we watch as everything goes to
Well, they're giving $40 billion, I've heard, to the Ukraine. How about $40 billion towards stopping the school shootings, you know, and giving the moms baby formula made in America? Okay.
How about the farmers?
Food made in America.
How about the farmers? The U.S. farmers got $500 million, less than $500 million. That's all the farmers got. But we give $40 billion to the Ukraine.
They wouldn't spend $5 billion to secure the border because they're in on the attack. That's exactly what's happening right now. We gotta beat the psychops. Because
we're operating, we're operating in the North American Union. Papa Bush created the North American Free Trade Agreement. Clinton put it into effect. And then Baby Bush went ahead and passed Prosperity and Prosperity Partnership, whatever, in 2005, that made or formed the North American Union. Look at the real estate developer Rick Caruso is being brought in as LA mayor, and he is going to decimate LA. You will not recognize it when he is done. They're going to.
It sounds like a terrible picture to me. It sounds terrible, and I believe it too.
It's true. You know, I don't know what
are going to hurt as much as they can. Every single servant of Satan that's out there are going to do everything they can to serve Satan as much as possible. They believe in death all the time. That's why they're going to have big fights and firebombs over the abortion thing, you know, across the whole country. And it's not going to be Christians throwing the firebombs. It's going to be the Nazis and the British and the others.
Who do you think, where do you think the Nazis came from? Those were the British, the Hessians in our first Revolutionary War, War of Independence. They hired the Hessians. Pamela Hess, she's a Hessian. She's married to Admiral Allen, Coast Guard Commandant, former Coast Guard Commandant. He shut down the Gulf.
It's a criminal thing to shut down the Gulf of Mexico for oil, and the rest of America should wake up America, amen.
Amen. Admiral Allen is now at the Coast Guard, he's a Coast Guard Admiral, but he's at the NASA. He's got six honorary degrees. For what? For what? Huh? Nobody knows. We got Nazis. It's the same people that carried on World War One, World War Two.
Marxist side by vampires.
The corporation is their
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
All right. We have Optum Inc. is an American pharmacy benefit manager and healthcare provider. It is a subsidiary of. Come on, go to the music. United Health Group since 2011. United Health, I just can't begin to tell you how much stuff I stepped into while I was prosecuted for being depressed in a military tribunal, nonetheless. The Coast Guard is a branch of military, but it's not. It's not supposed to be. It's now in Homeland Security, but the Coast Guard was in the Department of Transportation before it was in Homeland Security. We don't get branches of military in the Department of Transportation. You can't have them in the Department of Transportation. Department of Defense, that's where the Coast Guard resides, only by executive order, and only a few and far in between personnel, not the whole agency. Department of Transportation, you know, there's two federal court cases that lay out that the Coast Guard is not a branch of military. All these changes are not good. All these changes are unconstitutional. All these changes, you know, I don't know what to say. January 6th guys, they had that set up, cordoned off later on and shut off the Capitol, and now they've shut off the Supreme Court because they have captured all of our forms, branches of government. They've sequestered them, you know, the lockdowns and the COVID. You can't believe anything you're told. Everything is a lie. Anybody who is, you know, I don't care if they're good or bad or whatever. If you are a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, you should be arrested. Good or not, or knowing or not, like Biden, Hillary Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein was a member, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, all these people are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and it has its ties back to London. London. You know, this was a nice try to put a Swiss in charge of the Royal Crown agency, but you know, we need to start pushing back, and we need to start like Department of Homeland Security needs to be rescinded. It was put out by executive order 1-322-8. The 1 and 8 are important numbers to numerologists, and the 322 is skull and bones, the brotherhood of death. The Brotherhood of Death. That's who is running our government right now. And if you want to, I don't know what to say. They're evil. They believe in their logo is the rider on the white horse pointing up at the stars on the first horse of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So we're getting what we're allowing them to do. They don't have the right to do what they're doing right now. So what? The corporation is not what it's a private side of the royal power, royal kingdom, royalty. It's what is in London. It's what has that, you know, Twitter, Elon Musk is up against. He's got like I don't know, like it's $200 billion. He's got 200 times the amount of that Trump has. Whether he's a good egg or not, I think he wants to live in Berlin. How is that? He doesn't want to live in the United States. He came from South Africa, where Theresa Heinz Kerry, she married Heinz, took him for all his money, died. He died. And then she went and married Kerry and has divorced him since. But Kerry is a Habsburg. It's royalty. I don't know why people can't see it, why people don't revolt. I'm beside myself. Even to help me out for what they've done to me. Have a good weekend, people. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM.
Sam. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Families are still reeling from a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday that left 19 children and two adults dead. Victor Escalone from the Texas Department of Public Safety provided an update outside the Robb Elementary School and said the investigation is still ongoing and it might take a while for them to get to the bottom of what really happened.
We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days. That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information.
Escalon says the suspect shot his grandmother in the face before driving to the school and killing everyone in a single classroom. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing back against a call to arm teachers to prevent another massacre like the one that happened in Uvalde. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted